Hello everyone, my name is Jong Hoon. Thank you for warming introduction. The second author is my academic advisor in computer science of UCLA. And this work is partially funded by Samsung as well. So the title is Modeling Mobile Cloud Computing Using Green Matrices. So what does that mean? So I consider about energy from the mobile side. So you take the cell phone, if you run some application which is computationally heavy and you don't want to run out all your battery by running your single application, right? In this case, I want to utilize some resources available from the cloud, then thereby I want to save some energy. And how do I save energy and how do I deal with this kind of issue? So this is the kind of work. And so here's mobile devices, right? Mobile devices that can be cell phone or iPad, whatever, tablet, PCs, and cloud servers there in the back end available. So I want to reach, use, and cloud services. How? So first I can think of is Wi-Fi access point nearby. So think about you are sitting in Starbucks, right? So Wi-Fi is available in the most of the Starbucks store, right? And what if you are going out of the door and working, right? So then you're probably thinking about 3G network or 4G LTE in the base station connectivity, right? And what if you take on the car and going in somewhere, right? Then of course 4G, 3G is still available, but for a few countries like South Korea, there is a WiMAX connectivity is available, right? So in this complex scenario, how do you model the system, right, to save energy from the mobile side? So, yeah, first, given the application, how do you know what kind of computation to be offloaded or what kind of data to be sent and what kind of network do I need to use, right? And what kind of resource assignment to be done from the cloud side. And from the AT&T or Verizon perspective, what kind of network bandwidth allocation should be done, right, in this case? Of course, I don't want to solve every problem. It can be possible, right? So I want to focus on some mobile side energy saving from the holistic view. So introduction. So cloud computing from the traditional sensing community, it was considered about storage, not much computation. So, but as designed, so we want to consider cloud computing as a computing resources. So how? So we want to take some of your application and send it to the cloud. Thereby, cloud will do something for you and get back to you with the result. That's the idea. So, and there's ever-growing demand in cloud computing resources. So, for example, I'm working Samsung, so I have some information about Samsung. Samsung is building a big data platform targeting 1 billion mobile users. Actually, it changes to 2 billion mobile users. So only one company targeting 2 billion users. So think about how big the data would be, right? And the mobile cloud computing should be holistically analyzed and optimized in one optimization problems or distributed optimization problems. But the problem is it is really difficult to quantify the cost of computation and the cost of communication that I consider in this work. So I want to take some model-based energy optimization techniques. And right, so since we are in a mobile computing context, so there's always extreme mobility can be considered, and instability of your network is there, and energy issue from the battery constraint is always there. So therefore, we explicitly model computation cost and communication costs here. So some of the later work, so actually two parts. One part is internet-based sensor storage, right? I just listed some of work, ArcLock, sensor-based, sensor map, Iris Net. So these are all non-structural server based, which means so in our world we assume every data can be geotagged, which means you take the picture and GPS information can be associated with, and you walk around and your cell phone can sensing some more information like gyrometer or you know accelerometer, whatever sensing information you collect, it can be geotagged. So we can use some geographical information based on GPS information when you store the data, when you process the data. So that is the difference, right? So of course we can't solve every problem, you know, in one small work. So we adopt GeoServe, our prior work, as a cloud service framework. And the second part is mobile cloud computing. So I listed the Maui Clone Cloud. These two works are really famous. They got like hundreds of citations within 2 or 3 years. So which is amazing. And Cloudlit and Weblist, you know, probably you've heard about. And these are all using a single offloading basis. That means you analyze the application, you take some part of your application and offload that part. So and once at a time. But in our world, we use some parallel offloading paradigm. So you take a multiple offloading method and to be offloaded. Okay. And these are some examples taken from Y.S. Chuang's paper, published JISIS. And ARS is automatic speech recognition. So you can easily think of, here's the cell phone, right? You speak something, and the speech file is stored in your cell phone, and send them over to the whatever server, backend, and there is some process, right, in the backend. So basically, it's the speech-to-text translation. So, but you can think of a more complex, you know, processing examples like compare your speech example among all the databases, right? So, by matching or by you know having some similarity, things like that. So, to give a better sense, I just plotted in this component. So there's a you know speech recognition application. It sends some parameters to the distributed file system, and then finally upload some method, right? So that method should be associated with some parameters stored in a distributed file system, and some process it needs to have some data from the database. So database access is there, and at the same time it needs to have some parameter for offloading method. And it finally execute some offloading method and get back to the mobile devices. And to analyze the cost of computation and cost of communication, so I'll give you a simple program here, right? There's a main function and full function and subfull function. So these are called function call graph called G. So each node is called by a basic functional block. So there can be a set of function or there can be a single function, right? And for the execution model for G, you can think of A, B, C execution. So there's no offloading in this case. So there's no communication cost in this case. So cost of computation is going to be sum of A, B, C, and cost of communication is going to be zero, of course, right? And I augment this graph, so called G prime, and by adding two additional nodes here, right? And then these two guys should be executed from the mobile side, and this augmented node should be executed from the cloud side, right? So if I put all the possible offloading cases, that should be like this, right? So if I put one case, you know, to show some example, the main function calls foo from the cloud. From the cloud, it calls subfoo from the mobile, right? Then in this case, if I analyze this cost, it should be like this. Cost of computation is going to be A plus E plus C, which is the red part, right? And cost of communication will be N plus N, which is the blue part instead. So, okay, question is which execution model is better, right? So there is always trade-off. So if your computation is really expensive and data is really small, so there is always better off it is always better off to send your computation to the cloud. But what if your data is really big and computation is really small? But other cases, what if your computational issue is really big and you want to analyze like a video clip, 1 gigabyte, right? So how would you decide, right? Offloading decision. So we need some optimization here. So for the proposed software architecture, I put the exactly same example here, mobile side and cloud side. And these are mobile component, and these are cloud component, sorry. And wireless communication technology is in the middle. So if you run function A, and there's a mobile runtime proxy take care of your function A, right? There's no offloading, but so what do you do next, right? After executing A, so what you can do is you decide, oh, I want to offload next function, right? Next function is going to be E, right? So there's some cloud runtime proxy from the cloud side, and this will take care of offloaded function here. So get back to mobile side, and mobile will finish all the execution. Okay, so here's the holistic approach of energy optimization framework, right? So we basically formulate our suite of optimization problems. So first problem is program partitioning problem. So that means I want to know which method is to be offloaded, which method is to be executed locally, right? So I want to take what kind of program is there, right? And what kind of data primary is there, and what is the QoS I should meet when I learn, right? And so given that information, so it gives you offloaded program, right? Which part is to be offloaded, right? And then next sub problem is going to be resource allocation for the network bandwidth. And it takes all the network technology available at this moment. And it also gives you optimal data rate for each network technology. And the network selection problem gives you optimal one choice of network. So that can be Wi-Fi, that can be WiMAX, that can be 3G or 4G. So remaining problem is going to be job allocation from the cloud service side, because there are lots of machines with different hardware configurations. How do you know which one is the best for your workload or for your application? So by having optimal data rate and having a hardware configuration, it gives you an optimal cloud choice. So that leads to optimal choice of method here. So this is a recap for the Dual Serve. So I put this slide for better understanding for you. And in Dual Serve as a cloud service framework, so we basically construct geographical regional servers, right? So basically, you can think of US map, right? We divide this map into two-dimensional space. So each cell you can think of each cell as one region. So in one region, there's a one regional server to take care of all the geographical data generated from different kind of mobile sensors. So how do you make it resilient and scalable? So when you have a lot of servers, right? So we construct overlay from the two-dimensional geographical server like this. So by taking a Hilbert specific link curve, and it gives you one link of your network. So which is called overlay of your network, right? So and given, so for example, here's your destination. So you want to know data in this region. How do I search this data, right? So here's your source. So way I search data is going to be from here, right? Source to destination. So I can use geocaching. So each node has a link. So basically this node knows what are the neighboring nodes. And this node also can have some long link so that you can jump directly to the nearby. So basically the searching cost to source from the source to the destination is going to be log n. So other feature is going to be multiple region geocaching. So for example, you want to know, you are driving, right? So you want to know this region's traffic information, right? How do I query, right? So you can just put 1021 presenting this region. That gives you all the information from this region. And also, as I said, we utilize some hierarchical information based on geographic information, right? So how do I use that? So if you fire a query from this, you can concurrently request your query to the destination in this way, using hierarchical information. So for our experimental setting, so I set up some applications, typical mobile applications like game, puzzle, chess, and cryptographic algorithm. And we converted this typical application to mobile cloud version. And there's some programming execution scenario here. So L is local execution, so you don't upload anything. So P1 to P5 is, you know, you want to utilize multiple uploading. P1 is one single uploading. P5 means five concurrent uploading, so parallel uploading. So M, starting with M, means a concurrent request to a single server to see how performs the server for a given multiple request. So C means the computational cost. C2 means network cost. So these are Android version, and these two are iPhone and Windows version. And so when you see local means local execution, remote means, you know, offloading execution. So for the offloading benefit in time, so basically we optimize energy. So and measure time and energy at the same time. So here's a puzzle game case, right? So when you see the red bar is network cost, as blue bar is computation cost. And these lines are presenting a relative offloading benefit. That means we compare each case with L case. L is local execution. So look at the parallel offloading. When I increase number of parallel offloading, so how you see how it performs, right? So also, when you see a relative offloading benefit, it goes up to 70 times. Means 70 times faster. And this P1 is representing so existing work, such as MAUI and Clone Cloud. So we added more parallelism. And the last four cases are concurrent requests to the single server. So for the single server, we increase the number of requests concurrently. And you see, you know, how benefit it is. So for the more offloading cases here, this graph shows computation intensive case. So similar, right? Similar to puzzle. And interestingly, if you see data intensive case here, so you don't see much benefit when you increase the number of parallelism here, right? So you have to decide and how much parallelism you want to allow. And for the energy case, so we plotted a bar graph here. So max 75%, median 25%, and min. As for the project game case, so we also plotted relative offloading. So it goes up to 37 times less energy consumption. And for the more offloading benefit for the chess game, it seems similar, right? So when you increase more parallelism, so less energy consumption. And for the cryptographic cases, it's, as we've seen in time, it does not have much energy saving when you increase parallelism here. So for the conclusion, so we presented a distributed mobile cloud platform and its parallel offloading techniques, and we proved some energy consumption saving and time saving. And for the future work, so we expect to have some large scale experiment in Samsung, so we call it SAP as a Samsung data platform, and mobility aware offloading would be interesting, and bandwidth resource allocation working with AT&T data would be interesting, and energy aware cloud resource allocation we haven't touched yet will be more of the future work. Thank you.
Thank
I guess I'm the weirdest guy in this room. Yeah.
I would like to ask you some questions.
Sure, sure.
The first one is when you do parallel offloading, do you broadcast it? Are you broadcasting the data or are you sending as unicast?
Basically unicast.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm generating individual requests to individual servers.
Okay. Do
yeah.
you see any benefit? Because in that case, wouldn't you have to transfer the data only once?
That's true. That's true. You've seen the cryptographic algorithm that has a lot of data transfer overhead. Yeah, that you're true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that might be a good. Yeah.
And the second question that I had is, in the first slides, you were showing that you select a network based on some optimal policy.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you select the data rate transfer? So how do you do that?
So that is basically, we need to have some algorithm from network carrier. So working with AT&T or Verizon. So they should have some algorithm to assign bandwidth, right? So having that historical data, we experimented how bandwidth is assigned. So for the future work, we want to more collaborate with network carrier, to see how it is happening and how we can save more energy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
From the feedback computing perspective, what are the sort of the key features or characteristics do you see in Google?
Feedback computing. So everything is feedback, right? So given that application, right? So what might be the feedback, right? So you analyze resource footprint, which can be time consumption, energy footprint, right? You feed that information into optimization problem, right? So problem will give you optimal strategy where you can offload some part of method, or you can just run your method locally, right? And that also goes to some other optimization problem, like resource allocation problem for your network, or some network selection problem.
And do you do that dynamically?
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, of course.
And one more.
Sure.
So, when you do the operator, how did you build the cost model? Did you run experiments for each of the tasks?
Yes, for the computation, so we model the cost statistically. So basically, you profile the application, you know the resource footprint, right? So for the energy measurement, there's an onboard sensor for the most of Android phones. So previously, there was some energy monitor people have used, but so in these days, there's the onboard sensor for the most of smartphones, so you don't have to use the external monitor, energy monitor.
Do you build a model if the task is to be running in the cloud?
Uh-huh. So yeah, we know. So we assume we know the hardware configuration from the cloud, right? For example, you have three types of hardware from the cloud, right? And then once you build your application, and how your program is constructed in terms of computational block, and you profile your application both in cloud side and mobile side. That's it, right? This is one-time profiling. And you know how much energy it is consumed, you know how much energy it takes in terms of time.
Okay. Is it
clear?
The configuration is not available in the cloud.
Right, so they have some, yeah, you're right. So they have some category, right? High CPU, medium CPU, things like that, right? So these are some assumptions. So we actually run this application on the cloud, and we know some profiling information, then we can formulate optimization problem. That is kind of assumption.
Okay.